This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. With Ginny and Natalie heading off to LA in 5 days' time. We're very excited. We're going to be chatting to Rai Rai, R&B hip-hop sensation, as well as Jessica Satta, who is a former Pussycat Dolls. We thought this next guest will never be mine, but she's right here. Drop the laser, come closer, and holla holla at the older man, because this new thing is going to rock our airwaves. Get ready to dance, go boom boom dum dum, and get classy and evoke the crazy bitch to shake, twist, and drop. Shorty, where you get it from? It's about to get a little hotter in here. Bring your cassette player and keep dancing, and don't quit swinging, because a little bit of sunshine is here. Rai Rai, welcome to Her Society. Wonderful to have you on our show. We're big fans of yours, and we've been following you with MIA and some of the stuff that you've been doing. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
So, Rai, tell us, what have you been up to? Seems like you've been a bit of a busy little bee.
Yes, I've been actually doing shows with LMFAO, and I've been working on just my album. I'm just putting out a new single coming March the 6th, and a video for that. I'm been in a movie, 21 Jump Street, that's coming out in March as well. So I've just been grinding, just keeping busy.
Wow. Awesome stuff. And you're going to be playing at the biggest girl party in the world in the end of next month. How are you feeling about taking on Dinah Shore?
I'm excited because at first I didn't really know what it was about. I just thought it probably was like a festival. And then like some friends of mine explained to me what it was. I said, oh, I'm so excited for this. I'm really looking forward to it.
I tell you what, I think us girls are probably the most loyal fans, so you'll probably get a few more fans that weekend.
Yes, and that's always great.
So tell us, you've been working with some amazing artists. You were saying that you're working with LMFAO. You've worked with MIA. What's it been like working with these people?
It's a great experience because with me, I feel like I'm still able to learn new stuff. And, you know, so just working with people that's been around longer and that's, like, more experienced is, like, enhancing me as well as an artist. So I'm still picking up stuff. I'm still learning. Overall, it's just a great experience. And they're all so real, like, everybody just down to earth, and, you know, it's easy to vibe.
Wonderful. And tell us, what was it like working with Robin?
It was cool. I actually didn't meet Robin until after the song was done. And, you know, I went on a Katy Perry tour with Robin, and that's when I really got to know her. And she's amazing. Like, she's real down to earth. She's like a, she reminds me of like a motherly figure. Like, she always got good advice. She's so sweet, talented. Like, it was awesome.
Awesome stuff. And you were saying that, you know, you've toured with Katy Perry and stuff. What's the strangest thing that you've seen on a tour?
The strangest thing. I'm not even sure. Like, I just run into craziness all the time. Everywhere I'm at. But the craziest stuff that I've seen, like, the LMFAO guys, touring with them is crazy. Like, they do the most stuff. Like, they just wreck everything. It's so fun, but they are really crazy.
Awesome stuff. I think you'll see more craziness when you come to Dinah Shore, right, Ryan? And we can't wait to introduce you to the crazy.
I'm ready for it.
Now, right, tell us where you are right now. Did you ever think that you would be touring with these artists and taking your music career to where it is when you started?
No. When I started, I kind of was doing it for fun. So I wasn't really thinking to expect anything from it. I just was like, you know, I'm just going to go with the flow, whatever comes, it comes. But I didn't think it would be this much. Like, and it's exciting to me because I came in it not expecting nothing, you know, and then I just, like, got introduced to so much stuff. So it's kind of, like, exciting. It's very exciting because I never thought in a million years it would be like this.
Well, because you started quite young when you were 16, so to come this far the way that you have, you know, it's quite an amazing achievement, and, you know, it's we're really excited to see what's going to be produced from you. So, Rara, we've got a game we play with all of our guests. It's called What's Your Number? We've got questions numbered through from 1 through to 50, and we ask you to pick a random number, so you pick the corresponding question. Would you like to play?
Yes.
Cool. So, hit us with a number.
So you say it's numbers 1 through 50?
Yep.
I'm going to choose 21. Because that's my age.
Still a baby. All right. Number 21. What was your favorite subject at school?
Math.
Really?
Yes.
You wouldn't think someone so musical would like math.
I know. Every time I say that, people always like... Math was so hard, but it was actually one of my favorite subjects. I liked that it was difficult, and I just thought it was simple as well.
So you were actually good at it?
Yes.
Oh,
that was my favorite
right.
subject. Like, I always passed it.
Well, there you go. If ever you, if music career doesn't go through, you can always be an accountant.
Yeah.
hit us with another number.
Two.
Number two. Okay. Do you fancy a particular label?
Do I fancy a particular label?
Yep.
No. I love the label that I'm with now.
Wonderful. And lucky last number?
I'm going to go with 15.
15. Okay, let's have a look. Okay, if you could invite three people to dinner, who would they be? And they don't have to be alive.
They don't have to be alive?
Yeah.
My favorite artists, Missy Elliott, Jay-Z, and Michael Jackson, if he was alive.
Perfect. What an awesome dinner that would be.
Yes.
Hopefully you'd write a song and release it.
Yep.
Wonderful, Rai. Rai, thank you so much for your time tonight. Absolute pleasure chatting to you.
That was Rai there. We're going to catch her in Dinah.
She's so cute.
She's a bit of a cutie. I love her acting. Could sit there and just listen to her talk for hours.
I like how she yells stuff.
Now, Zebu, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? I didn't say that, Jessica Saturday.
You may think I'm telling you white lies that I have this next guest on our show, but I'll make it last just so in your heart you know I'm telling you the truth. If I was a man, I'd be ready for some saddest pop. So whatever you are, even though I'd rather be with you to take you through this, I want to be a bad girl and a pin-up girl. It's time to show me and you one of our favourite artists. Jessica Satter, welcome to Her Society.
Oh, thank you. That was so awesome. Did your homework.
Yes, I did. I made sure I did. We're excited to see you at the biggest all-girl event in the world. It's obviously you're coming back to Dinah because you've performed there before with the Pussycat Dolls. You're a big supporter of our community. You know, you got on board the No Hate campaign. Do you think it's important for people to be making this aware in the public eye?
I think it's vitally important, and I think it's despicable that we're in 2012 and still have instead of not having equality for every human being on this earth. It just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Wow.
So that's why it's, you know, it actually makes me angry. So yes, it's vital for everyone to have a no hate campaign a part of their lives.
Well, I'm sure you'll get an arousing reception at Dinah if you say that I'm on stage. But I was going to ask you too, you know, you performed there a few years ago with the Pussycat Dolls. What was it like singing Don't You Wish Your Girlfriend Was Hot Like Me to a group of lesbians?
That was awesome.
I'm sure everybody loved it.
Yeah, they did, and I loved it too. It was fun.
Jessica, do you get sick of talking about your work with the Pussycat Dolls? Is that question getting old for you? Do you reckon?
No, it's not getting old. It was a part of my life. It was a chapter of my life, and I'll never forget it. It was amazing, and I don't think I'll ever be tired of being called a former Pussycat Doll, or I'm proud of it.
Oh, fantastic, Jessica! And what's it been like since going solo 2 years ago?
Sorry, say that one more time.
What's it been like going solo 2 years ago?
It's definitely been a journey, and nothing has been easy, but it's been completely and utterly fulfilling. And it really makes you especially because Show Me went number one on Billboard Club Play charts here a couple months ago, and when that happened, it just made me realize that when you don't give up and you truly, you know, set your soul, your goals high, you can achieve them and it can happen. So it's been really, really awesome.
And how is the album Satipop coming along?
It's coming along. I've been in the studio almost every single day. Yeah, I'm creating a really fun sound with other writers and producers. And, yeah, right now we're just kind of trying to figure out what the second single is, and hopefully that will be out in the next couple of months or so.
Fantastic. And what can we expect from this album?
You know, it's my life. It's called Satipop, and it's basically music through my eyes and my life experiences, you know, my heartbreaks, my falling in love, my life.
Wow.
And, yeah, you're going to get to know me, I think, in my album.
Oh, fantastic, Jessica. We can't wait to hear it. And have you got a tour plan in Australia anytime soon?
Yes, I plan to move to Australia one day.
Woohoo! We'll have to give you a nice...
Totally. I went to Sydney. I was just in Sydney, and I'm telling you, it was so beautiful. The people were so amazing. I can totally see myself, like, living there and living in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Don't be surprised. I'm your neighbor.
Well, you can come over any time for some toast and Vegemite, Jessica. You might pass on that one, I'm sure.
I'll respectfully decline, but I'm a Vegemite.
A lot of people say that, a lot of people from LA especially say that Australia, it reminds them so much of LA, but the people are nicer. Would you agree?
Yes, and yes. It actually reminds me a lot of where I grew up in Florida.
Oh, wow.
Australia, I think that's why I connect to it so much.
Wow. And do you go and visit home much?
I do. I go to Florida a lot. I go every, like, 2 months. I try not to see my family more than 2 months.
Fantastic. Well, Jessica, we've got a bit of a game we play with all of our guests. It's part of an initiation we take our guests through. There's a 3-part initiation. Unfortunately, we can't do 2 with you today because you're not in studio, because one of them involves a particular feeding of a drink. Would you like to play the game?
I'd love to.
It's called What's Your Number? Now, it's question numbered through from 1 through to 50. So I'm going to ask you to pick 3 random numbers, and I'm going to ask you the corresponding question. Would you like to play?
Sure.
All right. Hit me with 3 numbers.
Do you want me to tell you the 3 numbers?
Yep.
5, 15, and 25.
All right. Number 15. If you could invite 3 people to dinner, who would they be?
Okay. Angelina Jolie.
Yay!
And you.
Oh, Jessica! Thank you! I promise I won't bring anything horrible like Vegemite. So let me rephrase
it. Oh, yeah, don't bring nothing, Mike.
Angelina Jolie, me, and?
Brad Pitt.
Well, I think we're going to have a lot of fun at this dinner party. Fantastic. Question number 25. Okay. Who would you turn gay for?
Angelina Jolie.
Hey! Fantastic. Absolutely, absolutely. I think every girl in a coming out story has an Angelina Jolie DVD in there somewhere. Question number 5. Do you know what a Tim Tam is?
A what?
A Tim Tam?
A Tim Tam?
Yes. Yeah. What is it?
A Tim Tam?
Yes.
It's a can that's made of tin.
No, a Tim Tam. It's T-I-M-T-A-M.
Oh, Pim Pam. No, yeah. I don't know what that is.
A Tim Tam's a chocolate biscuit here in Australia. We've got to get you to try it next time you're down here.
Okay.
Fantastic, Jessica. Jessica Sada, thank you so much for your time tonight. This has been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. We can't wait to see you at Diner and see you when you hit Australia. So thank you so much.
The beautiful Jessica Satter there.
She
knows what a tin can is.
A tin can.
I look forward to feeding her Tim Tams and doing a Tim Tam Slam with her.
Yes. Oh, my God, Tim Tam Slam. I still haven't had one. You know that.
Yeah, we got to get you a Tim Tam Slam over in LA initiate you.
Yes, please.
Into the citizenship.
Yes, please.
Zuba, we've come to the end of our show.
Oh,
can you believe it?
No. Hey, next week our show is coming from LA.
Exactly. And the week after we're coming from Dinah.
Oh, my God.
Is it all
Oh, my Lord.
I can't believe it.
On a plane, 17 hours.
Yes, we love you all. We hope you'll stay safe. And we will keep you updated with everything that happens. You can stay tuned to hersocietyonline.com.au or follow us on Twitter at hersocietylive. We'll be keeping you updated. Some live feeds will be running along there.
Oh, we'll be telling you what's happening.
Up to. Or check out our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/hersocietyonline.
There'll be lots of photos. And I'm going to try and dye Zebu's hair green.
No, you're not.
No promises. See you later, guys.
Bye.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.